Sri Lanka grows tense following a presidential election. A wave of refugees finds its way north in Haiti, and rebels attack believers in Congo. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Sri Lanka's on edge after its presidential election. The nation's incumbent president declared victory in his race for a second term on Wednesday. However, his main challenger is contesting the results. We asked Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton what Christians might expect from a leader whose style they already know.
He has talked a lot about economic development. He has not talked, that I have seen, a lot about religious freedom. And so it will be interesting to see if that does become a part of his platform moving forward.
For example, a controversial anti-conversion bill is in the works in Parliament.
Will they try to protect the freedom of Christians to witness for Christ and the freedom of other people to choose to become Christians and follow Christ? Or will they sort of join in that pressure, either through an anti-conversion law or through other ways of pressuring the church not to be reaching out and not to be presenting the gospel?
All the better reason to pray boldness for Christians and wisdom for the leaders.
Pray for the government leaders, and particularly the president, that he will protect the freedom of Sri Lanka's people to practice their faith as they see fit.
Meanwhile, the earth didn't rumble much in Cap Haitien on January 12th, but people are feeling a different sort of aftershock. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they're getting a wave of refugees.
If they can find a way at all, they're getting out of Port-au-Prince. They're afraid of Port-au-Prince. They are in shock. And so I don't look for a lot of them in this generation to ever want to go back.
Already strained resources in the north are pushed to breaking point. DeHart says,
the volume in our clinic has tremendously increased. We don't know yet whether that was the mudslides and flooding and things that were going on in Cap during that earthquake, or whether it's a direct result of the earthquake itself.
DeHart says their team lives the hope of Jesus Christ, even when they have no words.
All you can do is hold them, love them, pray with them, and reassure them that God is in control and we must have faith in him.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of tons of food have been sent to Haiti, but much of it's still sitting around. Instead of waiting for the distribution, Evangelical Free Church Mission has taken matters into their own hands. EFCA missionaries have now collected food for thousands of people directly from World Health Organization warehouses. The WHO is grateful for the help, and food's now being distributed to thousands in Christ's name. Head to our website if you can help. Next, the feared Lord's Resistance Army has forced many believers out of their homes in recent weeks. Since late December, a pastor's been brutally murdered, churches have been burned, and Christians have lost all of their possessions at the hands of the rebels. Africa Inland Mission is providing food and clothing for those who make it to them in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But prayers and funding are still needed. Pray that believers would remain bold. And sex trafficking rates are on the rise in Suriname, moving HIV infection rates right along with them. Many believe they're less likely to contract HIV from younger children, making child prostitution increasingly common. Biblica's Jan Otter says HIV rates are extremely high among Suriname's young people.
At this moment, we heard about 3.5% of the youngsters, being 6,000 people on a population of 490,000.
Otter says unofficial figures say that at least 5% are HIV positive. As a result, Biblica just launched its Reach for Life program in Suriname. This program teaches students through local churches and schools about HIV/AIDS from a biblical standpoint. Otter asks for prayers as the program launches.
Pray that the youngsters may be touched to the Word of God and that they discover that the God of the Bible is real and living God.
It only costs $3 to educate a student about HIV using Reach for Life. Going through the program may help keep youth further from prostitution. Go to our website to learn how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? Mission Network News would like to help you with Max Lucado's book, Fearless, for a gift of any amount. It's a book that shows how life can be lived with confidence and joy when fear is replaced with faith. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.